to Russia, where the war in Ukraine has split the country's best-known artists and influencers. And with millions of fans, it's a divide the Kremlin has sought to control and exploit. Lara Sonnenschein reports.
When some of Russia's biggest stars came out opposing the war, the Kremlin's response was swift. They were blacklisted, cast as traitors, and most left Russia in protest and out of fear. And it's the celebrities willing to back the war reaping the benefits.
Russia spends a lot of money on propaganda. They engage a lot of celebrities, like pop stars, especially young ones, and they're actually quite successful.
Maria Kuznetsova is a spokesperson for OVD Info, an independent Russian human rights and media project.
There are some propagandists, like musician propagandists of the Russian regime. A lot of kids and teenagers do listen to them.
The most popular singer in Russia now is Shaman. Actually, his name is Yaroslav Dronov, but it's his nickname.
Anna Vilenskaya is a Russian musicologist who now lives in Georgia. Anna says the 31-year-old leather-clad singer has a broad fan base, from young Russian women to aging Kremlin officials.
The songs, they are terrible because they are pro-war, but the music, it's good. Two most popular songs of Shaman, it's important. It's I'm a Russian and Rise Up. It's very nationalistic. Listen. I'm Russian and my blood came from my dad and I'm Russian. Всему миру на зло. It's not like against the world. It's special, special world. Like all the world wants me not to be Russian, but I am. Because ha ha ha, I am Russian.
Shaman's lyrics translate to I am Russian in spite of the whole world. Now, fifth grade students in Russia's fourth biggest city are performing it at school.
The state is pumping out pop culture at this vast rate.
Dr. Ian Garner specializes in Russian propaganda.
It is doing everything it can to create the impression that the youth is behind the war and behind Putin.
Shaman's other big hit, Vostanyem, or Let's Get Up, celebrates fallen soldiers. It was released on the eve of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now it's become the war's soundtrack. He's performed across Russia, at Putin's concerts, and even in occupied Ukraine. Musicologist Anna tells me what Russians say about the song on social media.
They write like, oh my God, I have tears in my eyes. I believe that this war about angels from Russia. You understand? It's crazy. I'm a little religious.
Anna says the song is so powerful, even her anti-war students are affected.
They are very sad and a little bit angry, and somebody asked me to turn it off. People say, oh my God, I hate this song because it is pro-war. We understand that it is blah, 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 but we feel so much that we don't respect ourselves.
It's the first song ever played in full on News of the Week, a prime-time Sunday night TV show. It's presented by Dmitry Kiselyov, dubbed Russia's propagandist-in-chief. As the Kremlin rolls out the red carpet for pro-war musicians, it's making sure anti-war stars are denied an audience. You lost your job, but you're still alive. Manisha is a Russian Tajik pop star. She's represented Russia at Eurovision and lives just outside of Moscow.
But you cannot ditch. Since war started, I said my anti-war position to my audience. I am responsible, right? I have a very big audience and I have to talk about it. And I said it. So I lose after all my job in Russia. I am canceled right now in Russia. I cannot perform. I cannot be in media. I cannot be in cinemas, movies, you know what I mean?
But the Kremlin isn't Manisha's only problem.
I had big contracts with Adidas, Dove company, and they canceled our work. They left our country. After that, some of my partners who work with me with the streaming services canceled me also. They canceled out my contracts with them. And then I am Manisha, and I understand that I can rely only on myself. I can rely on my family and on my music. That's it.
So why did she decide to stay in Russia?
Before war, I was a very successful superstar in Russia, and I had enough money, not only to buy a cool bag, to open a foundation that helps immigrants, that helps refugees, women and children to survive with domestic violence. And I'm traveling all around the world and doing my performances to raise money for my foundation. It's like the only option right now to make my foundation stay.
Manisha's humanitarian mission is fueled by her own upbringing. Her family fled the civil war in Tajikistan and found refuge in Moscow.
I was 4 years old when we left Tajikistan. I still remember smell of the war. I remember sound of the war. And then sometimes when people say that children are too small, they will forget about war, but they won't, and they always will be remembering it.
Manisha released her song Soldier a year ago. Soldier, soldier. What you gonna do when your war is over? Who will wait for you? It was written about the civil war in Tajikistan, but she says it's now about Russia too. Manisha was also the last Russian artist to perform at Eurovision with her song Russian Woman.
I had so many haters, traditional haters, you know, patriarchy haters, because it was super unexpected that my country will do this song on Eurovision Song Contest.
Manisha's gone from finding refuge in Moscow to representing Russia on the world stage just 2 years ago. Now, the Kremlin won't let her perform in her own country.
A few days ago, I watched my performance first time since Eurovision Song Contest, and I cried. I'll be honest with you, I cried. Because these words, when you are writing songs, you're not thinking about magic. But the main part when the choir comes out and we're singing. I'm singing that we are fighting, we're always fighting, but we are not praying. We forgot to pray. And for now, in 2023, these words, unfortunately, they are still here. We're still fighting and fighting a lot, but we are not praying, we are not loving each other.
And that report by Lara Sonnenschein. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.